I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Imagine a world where singing Silent Night in the public square is considered hate speech, where celebrating the birth of Christ is branded as provocation, a world where Christmas celebrations are denounced by mayors as far right. Well, you don't have to imagine it. It just happened in the city of London. And what happened next is going to absolutely blow your mind. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor. A very Merry Christmas to all you right-wingers far and wide. It's such an honor to be with you. What a story we've got here. Now, just days ago, the English political activist par excellence, Tommy Robinson, announced a very special Christmas gathering in Whitehall for British patriots everywhere.
In the build-up to Christmas, I'm flying home today, and this Saturday, the 13th of December, we need you. Your country needs you. Christianity needs you. Unite the Kingdom needs you. We can't keep moaning in this country saying, it's a Christian country. That's what we all say. This is a Christian country. Unless we're going to celebrate and identify as Christians and be Christians. Now, this Saturday, there's not a political protest. There's a celebration and there's putting Christ back into Christmas. We are having a great day of music, of festive coming together, of community, of Bible readings in central London. It's going to be happening outside Downing Street. We've got a beautiful stage set up. It's going to visually look beautiful. We've got glow-up candles. We've got Santa hats. We've got everything coming together as a celebration.
So you heard it for yourself. This was a gathering in downtown London for a simple and beautiful purpose to put Christ back into Christmas. And the invitations for this wonderful event just kept coming.
Hi everyone, this is Star, and I wanted to formally invite you all to the UTK Christmas event happening in central London on the 13th of December. I'm so excited to be there. Our whole band will be there singing Christmas carols and reminding everyone that Jesus is the reason for this season. So if you would like to support this event, please click on the link that's going to be showing on the screen, and we look forward to seeing you there. Have a great day. Bye.
So it seems pretty clear that what this gathering in central London really was all about is it was about the celebration of the birth of Christ and the reawakening of the United Kingdom's historic civilizational Christian identity. No riots, no violence, no politics, just hymns, prayers, and families celebrating the coming of Christmas and the birth of Christ the Lord. But London's Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, didn't see it that way. In fact, he went on camera just days before the event to, I kid you not, warn the public about this upcoming Christmas celebration.
You'll see this Saturday on the far right, EDL and other like people turning up on Saturday causing problems. I think that there's a responsibility on politicians, particularly senior politicians, to address people's legitimate fears. People are worried. Muslims are worried about Islamophobia. They are frightened. What the government should be doing is addressing those fears, bringing people together, rather than making sweeping generalizations and reinforcing stereotypes.
So for CityCon, this wasn't a glorious Christmas gathering. It was the far right. It was the EDL, that's the Radical Right English Defense League. It was extremists gathering together to frighten and intimidate Muslims. Frighten and intimidate Muslims by the public singing of Christmas carols. Speaking of, Khan attended his own Christmas tree lighting ceremony some days before that. Maybe he was still traumatized by it. He was caught looking incredulous while realizing the lyrics he was singing. Glory to the newborn king. Did you see his face? I mean, the guy is just so ridiculously embarrassing. But this is the old woke leftist playbook. When they want to shut you down, they don't attack your ideas. They attack your character. They couldn't say, we ban Christmas. So instead, they said, we ban the far right. And then they just redefine Christmas as far right. And perhaps most shockingly, even the Church of England hierarchy joined in with the mayor. These clergymen actually tried to distance themselves from this Christmas festival, with a number of woke liberal bishops expressing grave concern that the event would exploit the Christian faith for far-right causes. I mean, seriously. I mean, think about that. Think about the irony. The Anglican Church has been so exploited by the far left that the state church is worried about people celebrating the very faith that that church is supposed to represent. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But Tommy Robinson and the organizers of the event were undeterred. Despite the mayor and the British media's attempt at canceling the gathering, the invitations kept coming. Faithful pastors and priests from all across the UK invited everyone to gather and sing and celebrate the glories of Christmas and Britain's comparably glorious Christian heritage. A day of Christmas, culture, and faith. And when December 13th finally arrived, wait until you see what happened next. But first, did you know that US life expectancy peaked at 78 years back in 2014? And global life expectancy is declining for the first time in 30 years because people are aging faster than ever before. And that's largely due to more toxins in the air, chemicals in our soil and food, and other external factors that are new to us. What most people don't know is that we can actually fight aging on a cellular level. Scientists have discovered that kimchi actually slows the aging process of human cells, helping to protect them and delay aging. The power of nature can outweigh the power of pharmaceuticals without the nasty side effects. And now you can get all the benefits of kimchi in a simple capsule with Kimchi One. I take Kimchi One every single day. I absolutely love it. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains plus antioxidants and enzymes that support your digestion, metabolism, and skin health from the inside out. As we age, we become more susceptible to microbial threats, harmful viruses and bacteria. But the beauty is that Kimchi One is a natural antimicrobial, helping your body fight off harmful bacteria, viruses, and even toxins while boosting immunity and energy. Best of all, Kimchi One is 100% made in America. It's all natural and non-GMO. So do what I do. Support your gut, protect your cells, and feel younger every single day with Kimchi One from Brightcore. Today, you can get an exclusive offer by clicking the link below. Just use code TURLEY for 25% off your entire order, or for an even better deal, give them a call. My friends at Brightcore would love to chat with you. They're going to give you up to 50% off if you call them, and they'll even give you free shipping. How's that? Give them a call right now at 888-597-0233. Remember, if you call them, you get 50% off plus free shipping. That's 888-597-0233. British patriots by the thousands showed up at central London to do what Christians have been doing for centuries, celebrating the birth of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We saw men and women of all ages. We saw veterans. We saw children. They weren't chanting slurs. They were singing carols. They weren't causing problems. They were praying for their nation. The problems Khan warned about never materialized. The fear he projected was a phantom. The only thing that was frightening to the establishment was the sight of a native population unapologetically celebrating their own faith and history in their own capital city. And at one point, a young girl got up and mesmerized everyone.
Hello, all. I would like to say Merry, Merry Christmas. God is watching, very, very proud of us as we all stand today. I am very, very grateful of Tommy Robinson for organising this. Otherwise, I would not have hope in our patriots to do this today. All I want to say is God is in our veins, whether you like it or not. God gives us adrenaline. Wherever we are, God gives us adrenaline. God is with us. Wherever you like it, wherever you are, pray to God. And he will come to you, and he will enter your life, and he will save your life. Amen.
And if you thought this amazing gathering was just a one-off, think again.
Unite the Kingdom's yearly event. People are going to travel from across Europe and across the world to take part in putting Christ back in Christmas every year in London, in Weybridge.
The glory of what Tommy and all those organizers pulled off in London just days back indeed promises to reverberate all throughout the European continent for the foreseeable future. One of the most fascinating developments of late that we often talk about on this channel is the rise of what's called civilizational populism. Civilization, according to the Harvard scholar Sam Huntington, is the highest cultural grouping of people and the broadest level of social identity constituted by boundaries, borders, economy, and culture. And civilizationalism is a discourse that explains the world in terms of clashing civilizations, and it posits that our civilization is being threatened by a foreign invader who are being allowed into our countries by a corrupt globalist elite for their own political power and affluence. So, for example, open borders allows for the mass importation of cheap labor, which maximizes corporate profits, a significant portion of which then goes to pay off greedy politicians who promise to keep those borders open. And when there's a mass outcry against this, when the people of a nation rise up and demand their borders be closed and their national sovereignty defended, they're rebranded as far-right racist xenophobes, most particularly by the likes of London's feckless mayor. But the problem here is that those taunts, those obviously dishonest caricatures, are only further fueling the rise of civilizational populism, particularly its religious dimension. And so the result of this massive backlash all throughout the West, particularly in Europe, is that Christianity is once again returning to the public square. Even in some of the most secularized parts of Europe, like Sweden or the Netherlands, Christianity is reemerging as the preeminent principle for the recovery of a distinctively European culture and politics. So leaders like Geert Wilders, Jimmy Åkesson, Marine Le Pen, Giorgio Meloni, of course Viktor Orban of Hungary, and the newly elected president of Poland, Karol Nawrocki, they're all proclaiming the need for Christianity to return to the public square so as to provide a bulwark against the Islamification of their respective cultures. In fact, Marine Le Pen of France has a whole apologetic on how the unique form of French secularism, laïcité, is actually dependent on Christianity. And she argues because Christianity provides the church-state distinction upon which laïcité is grounded. And if you get rid of an overt commitment to the supremacy of Christianity in their land and in their hearts, the French people are going to lose their nation to a religion that knows no such sacred state distinction. So what we just saw days ago in downtown London really is just the beginning. Sadiq Khan tried to cancel Christmas celebrations by branding it as hate speech. He failed. The people showed up anyway. They sang anyway. And in doing so, they exposed the lie. They proved that the far-right threat is often just a code word for people we can't control. This wasn't just a rally. It was a revelation. It showed us that the establishment is terrified of a people who find their strength in faith and tradition. So, Merry Christmas, London, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Because if singing a carol is an act of rebellion, then let the rebellion begin. If you love seeing faith, family, and freedom winning again, you'll love Turley Clips. These are short, uplifting highlights from our show filled with stories of renewal, courage, and hope that prove a new conservative age is rising every single day. Subscribe to Turley Clips today and stay inspired, encouraged, and connected to a movement that's building a brighter future. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.